This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in 365, you are here with your guy, Shelton J. Man, I'm here. I'm ecstatic right now. As you can see, I'm ecstatic. I got my Carolina blue underneath. I got my Gamecock red, man. I'm happy for both the men's and the women's. Carolina men's and Carolina women's, north and south, of course. We are making the Final Four, man. Can't get much sweeter than that. We won a hard-fought victory. It was a blowout win over St. Peter's. Shout out to St. Peter's and Shaheen Holloway, who Mark, and now I'm telling you now, he's going to be the next coach of the Seton Hall basketball, men's basketball team. But he had a great run at St. Peter's, man. Great job with those guys. The first time ever a 15 seed has made it to the Elite Eight. They had a great season, man, but they ran against the buzzsaw and the much bigger, much more talented and stronger North Carolina Tar Heels, man. And I'm just appreciative right now, man. I'm appreciative of the effort of both teams. We were just too big. Armando Bacot, 20 points, 22 rebounds. His size proved to be unsurmountable for that team. I thought he was going to get 30 rebounds today. He had like 15 in the first half with like 4 minutes left. I really thought he was going to get 30 rebounds because you couldn't stop him on the boards. Love showed up. Brady Manick has been tremendous for the Tar Heels, man. And this is a team that only runs six deep, which is remarkable in itself. I can't believe that they were able to do what they were able to do. They got hot at the right time. Everybody clicked and gelled and meshed together. And this thing came full circle. And it just goes to show you what a little bit of teamwork and a little bit of belief can do. If you put your mind to anything, you can do it. And they've done it, man. They've made a run on this tournament. I mean, beating a team. The first game I thought would have been trouble with Marquette. They beat Marquette. They came and beat Baylor. Then we came around, turned around and had to beat UCLA, knock UCLA off. And then here we are beating St. Peter's and making our way to the Final Four against our heated rival Duke. And it doesn't get much better than that in Carolina country, in real basketball country. It don't get much better than what we're about to see now. You got a Final Four, which consists of what I call the Blue Bloods. You got Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova. The only thing missing is Kentucky, but Villanova has been more of a powerhouse than Kentucky lately anyway. So you can't shake a stick at that. This is what you definitely want to see. This must-see basketball. It's Coach K in his last year, Hubert Davis in his first year. And let me do this, man. Let me give a shout-out to Hubert Davis, man. I'm not a Hubert Davis fan. Was not a fan for his comments earlier when he first took the job. Some of the things he said rubbed me the wrong way. I ain't like him for it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not a fan of Hubert. I ain't want Hubert there after that. I didn't. But he's done nothing but do the best that he could, I guess, at that job, and he got those guys ready to play. We'll get to see how he recruits going forward, but what he's done with this team is nothing less than remarkable because he has everybody believing. He has everybody going in the same direction. They play as a team. They share the basketball, play great defense, and you can't tell that these guys are playing all these minutes. We're going against a Duke team that made a run at the right time, too, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be honest about this. I did not like how that Arkansas-Duke game was officiated. I felt like, you know, those guys on the other side, it felt like they had some help out there. It felt like they had some help in black and white stripes because some of those calls, man, they weren't equally called in that game. And that fears me going into this Duke game because we don't have the manpower. If we get our big guys in foul trouble, we're in trouble. And I'm afraid that this game won't be officiated fairly. So please, man, if you officials are listening, NCAA, man, make sure that this thing is called down the middle. If they win fair and square, I ain't got no problems. But if they win because of officiating, I'm going to be super upset. But we're not thinking about it that way. We're looking at it like Carolina's going to get into this championship game. If you ask me what my prediction would be, my heart says Carolina. My mind said they're pushing this Coach K narrative. But my heart says Carolina, and I'm looking at this final against Villanova, to be honest. My brother's going to hate me for saying this because he's a huge Kansas fan. He was crying and, you know, all happy about their win. But I just think Villanova is going to be a little bit too much for them. But I don't know. The only thing about that is they lost one of their key players to a torn ACL. So we're going to see how that works out. But my prediction, it will be Carolina and Villanova in the finals. And I hope we pull it out. But let's tune in and see. But nonetheless, great job by Carolina. And also great job by the Carolina women, the first team in the Final Four on the women's side. Man, that team is like a buzzsaw. It's going to be tough to beat them, even for a tough UConn team and those other players on the other sides. But that South Carolina team and Dawn Staley, man, she is tremendous. They're doing everything that they got to do to win, and I'm proud of them. I'm really proud of that team. Aaliyah Boston, all those girls, they really do their thing, man. They really do. And if you have not watched the women's game, make sure you check them out. But like I said, your boy from Carolina, man, I'm telling you, man, watch my squads, man. Watch my squads, because it ain't nothing like it. And I know what FIFO said about college basketball, man, all that's out the window right now. My team in the Final Four. So make sure you check it out. And also, if you're not like to subscribe, please do so. Also, support the channel, man. Support your boys by becoming a member. Telling your friends, man. Tell somebody. Tell them to check us out, man. We love to have more people on with us. We love to grow so we can give you more content. We need your help with that. Appreciate that. Everybody that's with us always, keep rocking with your boys. And we love y'all, man. Your boy Sheldon J. I'm out.